So the Bible says. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. Are you glad today?
Yes.
If you're happy in the night, crack your hands. All right, well, praise the Lord. Today I'm going to speak about joy, which for me is probably one of my favourite subjects. But, yeah, let's pray. Father, we give you praise and we bless you. You know, saying that there's in doubt, pray. We give you praise and we bless you, for you are a good God. You are our God, and we thank you for that. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And he died and he rose and he is ascended to the right hand of majesty on high. And there he lives ever to make intercession for us. Today, there is one praying for us at the right hand of God, and his name is Jesus. And he said, if you ask anything in my name, you will be heard and you will have your request. So, Father, we come before you now, Spirit of God. We pray that you will move through this house. You will speak to the hearts of men. For you alone reveal Jesus to us. You alone can take those things which are his and speak them to our life. So come. We welcome you in this place. We believe you are here. And therefore we expect great things to happen. Not because of us, but because of him whose name we pray. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 107 verse 20 says this. He sent a word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Who's believing that today you could hear a word? Just a word. See, I believe here, if you're not careful, you're so consumed. I just believe you can hear a word and it can come and just penetrate your life and change. The trouble is, you know, oh, I'm looking for change. Today, God could just speak to you, heal you, set you free. Ecclesiastes. Who knows Ecclesiastes? Those of you who are too young, to everything, there is the season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that is. We're starting at verse 1, but we're going to start at verse 4. For it says this, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. There is a time to mourn and there is a time to dance. Alright, we don't see much dancing in church nowadays. It's like people have got cement in their shoes. That's it. You know, or we might get the charismatic aerobics. But hey, listen. Who remembers, I was singing that song this morning, oh, the Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing. The Holy Ghost will fill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a-dancing and fill your heart and get your heart a-dancing too. Anyway, praise God, we're going to get happy in the house today. But before we start that, we're going to talk about mourning. The Ecclesiastes says this, there is a time too. And if the trouble is, if we're not careful, we get stuck in the season. Time warp. You know, when you go to a house, I always worry about my house that, you know, what we put up like 10 years ago, so I was going to walk in and think, man. It's so easy to get stuck in a season. Yeah, exactly, make a fortune. But it's so easy to get stuck in a season. Listen to me, because I want to talk about mourning. A time to mourn, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to dance. And if we're not careful, we get stuck in a season. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21 says this, but God changes the times and the seasons. Where you are now, God can take it and radically turn it round and make something different, something wonderful. He can turn your mourning into dancing. He can turn your weeping into joy. How? 2 Corinthians 12, isn't it? It's by grace. By grace is sufficient for you. You will never reach a place. Who's ever tried to make it happen for themselves? Or make yourself more holy? that might be, make yourself more holy, who's ever done that one? I'm going to read my Bible more. Got convicted, you need to read your Bible, yeah? Get up at 5 o'clock, have a bit of glass. You're convicted already. D.L. Moody said it like this. He said that I decided I was going to pray all night like Mr. Luther. I woke up a very tired Mr. Moody. The danger comes, if God's not in it, it don't happen. And if he ain't got grace to do it, it ain't going to happen. What does it say? The law killeth. It's a spirit that gives life. And if the spirit's in it, then suddenly life comes through it. We are not called to do it in our own strength, but we are called to be, Ephesians 6:10, strong in the and in the of the emphasis is on his might, not on you, not on you gritting your teeth. I am going to make it. Because it just don't work, does it? I mean, let's be honest, I'm old enough to have failed numerous times. You know, you see the man of God, and you think, I tell you what, how many times have I got it seriously wrong? And usually it's because I have made up my mind, I am going to. But when grace comes, when God comes into our life, something changes. And it's got the wobble. Mourning. He turns our mourning into dancing. Do you know mourning is right? There's nothing wrong with it. We should. If you don't, you know, often I'm counselling people and they cry and say, I'm sorry. I say, what is wrong with you? Tears are good. There's nothing wrong with tears. But the danger comes if you're not careful, you can get stuck in mourning. Mourning, I would say to you, has got three origins. Loss, failure, disappointment. And to lose a loved one, to lose a friend, to lose something that you value, you should mourn on it, but don't get stuck there. I know a man, a good man, I think the world of, I love dearly, had a moral fall probably 40 years ago and ended up losing his wife on it. And he has mourned for the last 40 years over that stupidness. And it has robbed him of life in a way. You see, because there is a period, there is a season. I mean, some memories. Who loves memories? Memories are one of the greatest things that God has given you. And you younger ones. Memories is one of the greatest things that God has given to us. That we can look back and think, I have fellowship with that. I can think of some of the old saints and some of their eccentricities, and they still make me laugh. But also that showed their devotion and their love of God and their desire to please him. You know, some of them are not crazy, but not far off, but love the Lord with a passion. And they would cry and go after God, and you sit there and think, that comes as a memory, and it just inspires us and encourages us. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't get stuck in mourning. Don't get stuck in loss, failure, or disappointment. I'll give you a biblical one. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 20. So she says, don't call me Naomi anymore. You know what Naomi means? One of my daughters is called Naomi, my pleasant one. But call me Mara. Bitter. I've gone from being pleasant to being bitter. And I want to stay bitter. Isn't that sad? Do you know where Mara comes from? Of course you do. Exodus 15, Israel's going through the wilderness and they come to Mara. Why is it called Marah? Because the water is bitter. And God shows them a tree, and they throw the tree in the water, and the water that had been bitter becomes sweet. My friend, I want to tell you today, there is a tree that you can throw into your bitterness, and it's called Calvary. And your bitterness can become sweet again. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say amen. Your bitterness can become sweet again. I believe that in my heart. I told you this before. I come from a dysfunctional but a broken childhood. But then one day I got saved. And the day I got saved, something changed. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, you all know it. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is creation. The old has. No, it doesn't say is.
Has.
What tense is has?
Past.
The old has passed. Well, why do I still suffer from it? Because the devil's a liar and he wants to just hold you bound to your past. The future for you and the destiny. He called you with a purpose and a hope. And that hope does not, Romans chapter 5, disappoint us. Why? Because another God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit which he has given to us. Praise God, the Holy Spirit is in you today. Your future is as bright as the promises of God. You know that one. All right. This introduction, by the way. Oh, yeah. You got this. Listen, oh, this is good. Oh, my word. In the Bible, how do people normally demonstrate that they're mourning? Sackcloth and ashes. I mean, sometimes... No, we won't go there. But sackcloth and ashes. Jesus put it like this. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21, he says this. Blessed are those who weep now, for they shall laugh. That's what it says in mine anyway, isn't it? Yes, it does. Look at that. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Blessed are those who weep now, for you shall laugh. Sorrow endures for the night, but joy comes when? In the morning. Bless God. Anyway, come on. I'm going to chain myself to this, right? Now look. Isaiah 61. You'll know this is from Luke 4 as well. Jesus comes to John to be baptized in the river Jordan. The Spirit of God descends on him in the form of a dove. Voice comes from heaven. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Jesus comes back to the Nazareth, takes the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, turns to the place where Isaiah 61 would be. Because obviously they didn't have chapters and verses in the original. So Jesus knew his Bible. So he turns to Isaiah 61 and says this, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is now upon me because he has anointed me. To preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim set the captives free. And those doesn't say it in Isaiah 61, it does say it in Luke 4, the recovery of sight to the blind. Then he turns around and says, this is about the strong. He says, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your sight, and you're healed. Ready? Israel, it's a messianic promise. They've been looking for Messiah to come. Jesus takes the scripture, runs through the point, his qualifications, his potential. He says, today I'm the one. I am the Messiah. I am the anointed one of God. And I've got time to get into all of this. Get a breath. Why was he the anointed one of God? Because the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord was upon him. Ready? Hebrews 13 says this, that Jesus Christ is the same
yesterday,
as he was, he is, and always will be. That's why he doesn't change. We've not got to. I have to kind of rein it in because I'm being good. How does that scripture follow along? Isaiah 61. That's what we're going to do now, very quickly. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to open the prison, set the captives free, to grant recovery of sight to the blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of God's favour, the day of the vengeance of our God. Yeah? When Jesus said to proclaim the acceptable day of God's favour, do you know what he's actually saying? Every 50 years, they have the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee, the captives are released, property is restored, restitution is made. A whole is the year when everything's made right. Jesus turns around and says, listen, don't look for a year no more, I am it. I am the one when everything's made right. When things are restored, when things are released, when the restitution is made, when you recover things back, I am the one. Not a year, no more. Do you know, every day, most days I say to my wife, I'll start singing an old song, which is every day is a Jubilee day. Every day is a Jubilee day. Every day is a day when Jesus wants to set me free. Every day is a day when Jesus wants to get me back what I've lost. Jesus is the answer to your problems. So he's the answer to your bitterness, and he's the one who restores to you what you need. That's not what we're going to do today. Because then he goes on to what we're going to talk about. Ready? And I'm going to be quick. Look at that. I'm halfway down the page. Look how much red there is, though. All right. No, my problem now is I'm cutting and pasting. That takes me longer. To comfort all who... Hang on. Jesus Christ is still what he is, what he was. We agree? And what does he say he wants to do? He wants to comfort all who mourn. To console all who mourn in Zion, or grieving Zion. Do you know what the word mourn, or to console and comfort means? To ease. When someone comes along to console you, they come to ease your burden. They come to lift your pain. They come to help you. And when I thought about that, I really did think about it as well. Look, two things to ease. To put at ease, don't you worry, I've got control. Don't you worry, it's not as bad as it sounds. Don't you worry, there's a way for you. Don't you worry. So Jesus wants to put you at ease, but also he then lifts the burden and makes it easier. He comes to take the weight. That's why Jesus said, if any man, you labour and heavy labour, come unto me. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I will lift up that labouring, that mourning. That's what it's saying here. To come and console all who mourn, all who weep. He wants to come alongside and lift your burdens today. Things that have failed, things that have been disappointments, things that are a loss. Jesus wants to come alongside and lift that burden. Can you say amen? Now, you know, someone should say amen, because I think it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it so far, and we're going to come back to some more for you. Anyway, here we go. Yeah. Oh. Who knows this scripture?
You do. You go to Easter, actually.
Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and we see him smitten and afflicted of God. Surely he has borne our griefs and our sorrows, Literally, in the margin, if you had your Bible with you, it'd be nice. Thank you. I'm glad it's nice to see someone's got a Bible in the house. It says, in the margin, surely he has borne our sicknesses, our griefs, and our sorrows, our pains. If someone has borne something for you, you don't have to bear it. If he has carried my sorrows and my pains, why am I walking around carrying my sorrows and my pains? Basically, I must be saying to him, no thank you. I'm able to do it without you. That's the summary of it, isn't it? You can dress it up however you like. But if someone comes up and says,
when I was a kid, I used to love going to old ladies. Can I carry back? She says, I'm sure you'll get a few bob at the end of it. If she said no, I thought, well, you'd turn yourself in, darling. Surely he has borne my griefs, carried my sorrows, my sicknesses and my pains. Why on earth do I want to carry him? Well, I don't know if I agree. Any good, I didn't write the Bible. You don't have to agree with me. You have to agree with the Holy Spirit. I disagree. I'll just give you scripture, persons. If you don't like it, you know, I don't really care. I'm too old to want to be popular. I hope you like me, but if you don't, you know, I won't lose much sleep over it. I've been in church with people snarled here. Do you know what I do then? I preach at you all the more. Oh, wow. Because obviously God's convicted your heart and you've got the help with me. So now I try to preach it and upset your heart. Anyway, not. Come on, let's get back to. Because I said you're going to get happy in the house. Oh, yeah, listen. Surely he is born. Jesus wants to carry my griefs and my sorrows and my pains. I'll give you another scripture. It's mentioned twice in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 35 and Isaiah 50 where? Stop. Isaiah 51 and verse 11. And you used to sing it. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, or the ransomed of the Lord, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall
flee away.
Keep it right. It's in the book. Have you been redeemed? Have you been ransomed? Have you been purchased?
Yes.
That's what Easter's about. I think I'm easier to say. So let's read it again then. Therefore, the redeemed, the ransomed, the purchased of God shall return and come to sing Zion, which is a type of the church or the body of Christ. Come with singing. How are you starting, Sheriff? Come with singing unto Zion, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. I'll come to that in a moment. They shall obtain gladness. And joy and everlasting and sorrow and
mourning.
It says in Smith Nicholson's once, he came to church and the congregation was so miserable. He marched all out again and said, let's start over. I think it was going to thanksgiving in my heart. I think it was God's with praise. Sometimes, you know, I tell you, it's my life, I'm mortuary. I'm like this all the time. I get up like this. I'm sorry. Why? I'm saved. My poor wife. Give on the world this cheer. 51 years in a couple of months' time. She's had to put up with it. Anyway. Great reward in heaven. And sorrow. Ready? Margin again. Grief and regrets. And sighing. Disappointments. Will always flee when one returns to God. Isn't that a beautiful little quote? I found that somewhere. Ready? I'll give that again. Sorrow, which is grief and regret, and sighing, disappointment, will always flee when one returns to God. Psalm 30:11. You have turned my. I didn't write the Bible. You have turned my mourning into. There, someone knows their Bible. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. He has made me glad.
I won't be just running.
Oh, I'm young enough to remember. Even Nigel remembers that. He's young enough. Got to pick on someone, so. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and they will be clothed in gladness. My friend today, when was the last time you woke up and thought, bless God, I'm saved? And you get that smirk on your face. And people, I wonder what you're smirking about. Right. So, there we go. Ready? One, we've done it. He's kept to comfort all of them. Two, we've done that. The garments of praise. Put on the garments of praise for the spirits of happiness. Listen. For a servant, there's a spiritual force that would hold you in moaning, groaning, sob. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with moaning in the right sense. But there's a spiritual sense, a spiritual force, a spirit of heaviness that will seem to hold you back, that will seem to stop you enjoying all that God has got for you. There is, do you know what the word we use? Oppression. Do you know what it literally means, that word, to oppress? It means to stand opposite to and say you're not coming through. To be opposed. There's a spiritual force, because God has got so much for you and I. If only we got half of it this life, we would be blessed beyond comparison. And the devil's out to stop you and I enjoying all that Christ has done for us. We'll sing about Calvary, we'll cry about Calvary, we'll hoot about Calvary, but we won't enjoy his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is given me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not some of his benefits, all of his benefits. If you don't walk out of this place with a smile on your face. We was in Tesco's one day, my dear wife and I, and I started getting happy in Tesco's. And what was it? That's Tesco's. You can do it. It's my poor wife. It's just like an apology. Listen, are you saved? You're laughing in the house of God. Imagine laughing in the face of the enemy. Imagine laughing at your obstacles. Imagine putting on the garments of praise. Don't forget, that's something you have to do. He has clothed you with it, but there's a sense in which you have to participate in it and put it on. The slight argument, look, you don't agree with me. Hebrews 1, oops, I'm sorry. Hebrews 1 and 9 says this. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. For thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, yea, even thy God, has anointed you with the oil. That's the next one. Ready? Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return, come and sing unto thine, and the lasting joy shall be upon their head. He has anointed you with the oil of gladness. Psalms, is it 92? Pretty sure it is. 92 and 10. My head shall be anointed with fresh oil. Jesus the Messiah, he did that. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is now upon me. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How God anointed him above his fellows with the oil of gladness. There is an anointing to come on each one of us. Ready? And I'm closing now, just a couple of quick scriptures. I'm going to have to skip a whole chunk of this here. You have put off my sackcloth and covered me with gold. No, I'm going to that one. There we go. Ready? Let me give you a few scriptures. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God does not consist of eating and righteousness. Eating and drinking, pardon me. But righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. What does it consist of? Living right, joy, and being at peace with God. With more people, oh, you've got to be more kingdom minded. They say it with such a scowl on their face. But the kingdom of God don't consist of eating and drinking, but righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost, if I remember rightly. What about this one? I've got another one for you. Where is it? That one. Ah. 1 Peter 1:8. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice. It's joy inexpressible, my Father, glory, 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 joy inexpressible, my Father, glory, 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 any man thirst and come unto me and drink, and that in my stream will flow. It is a bit of wine. I like rivers. I love a bit of puddle. Puddle. Yeah, I'm just puddles to me to say, I'm not going to say that. And too many people become puddles by this church. In some churches, they just become puddles. Become stagnant, stinking, without love. That's what Jesus talks about. Live by him.
Thank you.
I've got a river of life. Well, isn't that? I'll tell you, it's been around church too long, really, hasn't it? And to give us. Ready? For ashes. Ashes. I wrote this down, I thought it was quite profound. I'm closing. Something that had been and has now been consumed. Something beautiful that's been consumed. Or a reminder of the former beauty that is now marred. A house is burnt. Still a house, maybe, but nothing like what it was. Ready? My friend, he wants to give you beautiful ashes. I've had people say to me, oh, I've been burned in church. Great. He wants to give you beautiful ashes. Huh? Don't live in yesterday. Why am I here today? I'll say to you this. And I come out, breathe this in my heart. And the Holy Ghost wants to just renew us. When I love for God and the joy of being a believer. You know, I keep smiling at you in church. Shouldn't be. We are the redeemed of the Lord. The everlasting joy is on the head. We've obtained gladness and joy. Sorrow and longing. If sorrow ain't jealous for the night, joy comes in the morning. If you ain't, I'm hoping today I'm going to give you something that you can walk out of and think, I need to just be what God wants. And enjoy what God's got for me. Why did Christ die? Yeah, we might know that, be restored, yeah. But also to give us life. Life in abundance. Hallelujah. The faith comes to what? Hear us, hear us. What's life in abundance? And abundance is something more than you can use. Mm-hmm. And I have to preach you about that. Right, I'm going to stand. Two seconds. We'll go to you, can go to you, come. Well, Father, please just pray that you'll do a miracle in the house. Alright, let's stand here for us a little bit.
Thank you.
My head shall be anointed with fresh. And there are times to minister to people, but other times when you just need to get it yourself.
Who can faint while such a river ever flows, thirst or sage? Grace which like Lord the giver ever flows from age to age. Listen, my friend, there is a river today. It's the Holy Ghost. Because it's God's intention for you and I to live life that's worth it. So not, you know, and some of us, our departure is getting nearer when we start on this journey of faith. That's great. But we should not just go, oh, I'm just going to have to hang around today. But let's get excited. Let's live life. Let's enjoy life. Oh, Father, come out by your Spirit in this house. Speak to the hearts of these, us, your children. Father, we need you. Oh, we need you today. And Lord, we know there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Lord, we thank you today that you are here by your Spirit as we reach out to you now. God, just raise your hands to heaven. Just let the Holy Spirit, my head shall be anointed with fresh oil. Lord, come now by your Spirit. Confirm your word. You sent me out to speak it today, may you confirm in the hearts of these your people. Hallelujah. Can you hear it? Can you just raise it? Just bless the Lord. Come on. Just bless the Lord where you are. Bring away those your tears. Just bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in him. Many shall hear thereof and be glad. I magnify you, Lord, with me, and let us pray these names together. I will bless you, Lord. I will come on those of you who speak in tongues. You can just pray. Why? Just bless the Lord where you are. Take a moment. Come on, be yours of the Lord, not hear us only. I will bless you. And if you don't feel like it, that's the very reason why you should. I will bless you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Even if your circumstances are contrary to it. Come on, just bless the Lord. You will find as you do, that spirit of heaviness will lift. And you will find yourself in a new place. Bless him. Bless the Lord. You are good. Your mercies endure forever. Every day, your mercy on you. You surround me with favor like a shield. Hallelujah. I am glad for your charge. I am glad that I am saved. I am glad that heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Praise you.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, God. How's the show happening? Oh, Jesus. Bless him. Bless him. And all glory and power and dominion.
Thank you.
We bless you.
Come on.
We bless you.
Thank you.
We bless you. Oh, yes, it's the
Continue to praise our Lord as we bring some worship as we close. Continue to ask him to fill you with praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.